Hey, all you tunes out there, and welcome back to another episode of History of Animation. Most shows are lucky if they get several seasons, but of course, there are occasionally shows that stick around much longer. Few shows have had a run longer than today's topic, The Simpsons. Currently, it is the longest-running animated television series from America. The Simpsons was created by cartoonist Matt Groening. Groening was born on February 15, 1954 in Portland, Oregon. He was likely inspired to pursue his career in cartoons by his father, Homer Groening. Yes, he named the father of The Simpsons after his own father. Of course, this Homer was a cartoonist who worked a lot in advertising, but did do some directing and other creative work. I found some examples of his cartoons, and they're very different from his son's style. Anyways, Groening would move to Los Angeles in 1977 in the hopes of becoming a writer. Here he started a comic strip called Life in Hell. He sold copies of it at the record store he worked at. Because of this, he got a bit of notoriety and was able to get it in a weekly independent newspaper in LA. In 1985, the comic got the attention of James L. Brooks. Brooks contacted Groening in hopes of getting him to work on an animation for the Tracy Ullman show. Now, Brooks wanted to adapt Life in Hell, but Groening was worried about losing the ownerships to his comic. His fear wasn't unfounded. After all, we talked about in a recent episode about how Walt Disney lost Oswald the Lucky Rabbit. So Groening quickly thought up a new cartoon idea. He decided on an animated family sitcom. He named the characters after his parents and sisters. And as for Bart, well, apparently he used Bart because it's an anagram for brat. So the Tracy Ullman Show was a variety show on Fox that premiered on April 5th, 1987. It being a variety show, they featured a lot of different content, but most of it was comedy skits and musical numbers. The Simpsons shorts were featured in three seasons, totaling 48 one-minute episodes. These became extremely popular. It wasn't long before Brooks noticed how these shorts were becoming more loved than the rest of the variety show acts. So, even though this had never been done before, Brooks again approached Groening about adapting the shorts into an animated sitcom that would show on primetime television. Of course, he agreed. So when the Tracy Ullman show ended, The Simpsons began. The first half an hour episode premiered on December 17, 1989. It was a Christmas special. Then it began airing regularly in January of 1990, and the show has been airing ever since. Now, they've definitely had some up and downs. One major down in its early days was a lawsuit by Tracy Ullman. In 1991, they sued Fox for a percentage of the profits made from the Simpsons merchandise. Back then, people were buying just about anything with Bart Simpson on it. So it's not surprising that they wanted some of that. She claimed that her contract gave her a piece of any merchandising that stemmed from the show. And, well, The Simpsons had stemmed from her show. Sadly for her, Brooks was able to prove that she had absolutely no hand in creating the shorts or the series and was not entitled to the profits. The show has had a major cultural impact. We even have some terms that have come because of the show. For example, Flanderization. This is a trope named after the Simpsons character Ned Flanders. The character just started off as being a nice neighbor, but over the years turned into an obsessively religious person. The term refers to turning one small quirk of a character and increasing it over time. Oftentimes, this happens with a character that's not so smart becoming progressively dumber as the show goes on. The Simpsons has also broken out into other media, like video games. My favorite was probably The Simpsons Hit and Run, which came out in 2003. Plus, there was a Simpsons movie that came out in 2007. There are currently talks about a second movie. The Simpsons Movie 2, The Homer Zone, should supposedly be released after the 36th season. We're currently in the 35th season, as of time of this recording, so I guess we'll know more about this in the coming years. If you want to experience The Simpsons, you can even go to Universal, where they have a land dedicated to the show. You can get a Krusty Burger or a giant donut. If you do get the giant donuts, let me know how they are. I looked at it and totally wanted to do that weird gurgle thing that Homer does when he thinks of delicious food, but unfortunately I couldn't eat it because I have a pretty severe gluten allergy. And the ride was fun. The line wasn't too bad, especially because they had clips from the show and clips that were made just for the ride. Matt Groening is still very active in the animation industry. After The Simpsons, he went on to create Futurama, which has become a cult classic that's currently on its, like, fifth revival. Seriously, they keep canceling the show and bringing it back. He also created Disenchantment, which is not as well loved as his other series, but is still a good watch if you have a Netflix account already. Well, that's it for now. Just to remind you all, I have a Discord channel for the podcast if you're interested in joining it. And don't forget to like this episode and follow for more animation history.